It is Thursday, June 28th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Ithi Agnihotri Mudholkar.
Support for KUAF comes from the CICA Summer Music Festival, continuing tonight with the Extraordinary Artist 7 performance featuring Alexander Gilman, violin faculty at the Eureka Springs Odd. This performance begins at 7 p.m. Tickets and more information available at cicamusicfestival.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the blueprint for donating land for public use after you leave this earth, how a land trust works. Plus, Aaron Goldberg talks about the power of three. The pianist's trio will be performing Saturday night at Walton Arts Center.
But first, today could be the hottest June day on record in Northwest Arkansas history. The National Weather Service says highs could reach 102 in Northwest Arkansas. Such a reading would not only surpass the 101 readings from earlier this week, but any high temperature on record for June. Highs in the Arkansas River Valley today will be a bit hotter, around 104 degrees. Yesterday in Fort Smith, the high was 106, tying the all-time hottest temperature for June in that city. That reading was last recorded in Fort Smith twice in 1936.
A new report gives Arkansas praise for changes made to the state's public education over the last 10 years. Beth McAvoy has this report from Little Rock.
The Southern Regional Education Board reports Arkansas has significantly improved public education since 2003 as measured by progress on standardized tests. Even in the face of rising child poverty, which climbed 14% in the decade following 2000, the study says Arkansas has been able to make some significant gains. It shows Arkansas led the nation in 8th grade math improvements at the basic level on National Assessment of Educational Progress from 2003 to 2011. During that time, the national percentage of 8th graders who scored at or above in math rose 5 points, but here in Arkansas, the percentage climbed 12 points. Arkansas's Black and Hispanic 4th graders improved their scores in math, closing in on the achievement gap with white students, as did Black 4th graders in reading. And Arkansas had the greatest increase in the nation of students taking advanced placement courses. In 2011, 40% of graduating seniors had taken at least one AP exam in high school. SREB President Dave Spence says the gains in education are an important step forward and confirm how Arkansas has focused on improving public education. I'm Beth McAvoy in Little Rock.
Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration officials gave a sneak peek yesterday for a new website they say will increase financial transparency in state government. Transparency.arkansas.gov will go live to the public Sunday. Paul Luthien with the department says the new website will help people see how the state spends money and in the process will help state agencies do their job. He says the site is designed to be user-friendly.
You can roll it by vendor, you can roll it by classification of the type of expenditure, you can roll it by the classification of the appropriation. You can say, tell me who spent the most money and start with a drill down that way. You can say, let me see what agency. If I want to go look at highway department individually, if I want to look at DFA individually, if I want to see what the Public Service Commission has spent. So there's any number of ways you can get to the same information depending on what your interest is and what your level of knowledge is.
Transparency.arkansas.gov is scheduled to go live Sunday, July 1st.
Add Washington County to the list of counties banning the personal use of fireworks because of hot, dry conditions. The burn ban issued yesterday means no open burning is allowed, including fireworks. High temperatures and relatively low humidity means a mere spark can turn into a fire. The burn ban is to remain in place until there is significant rainfall.
The website BusinessInsider.com says Bentonville is one of the 15 cities of the future. The list, which also includes Brooklyn, Seattle, and Portland, Oregon, cites the recent opening of Crystal Bridges as a reason the city is receiving national recognition. The full list can be found at BusinessInsider.com.
Another list, this one from Forbes, places Fayetteville as one of the top 20 cities in the country to do business. The 19th best ranking apparently includes all of Northwest Arkansas, since it lists the population at just over 474,000 people. The magazine mentions Walton Arts Center, Dixon Street, and the University of Arkansas as highlights of the region. However, it incorrectly says that the city is the home of Fayetteville State College, which actually is located in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Not the first time that's happened. A former University of Arkansas athlete is giving $100,000 to her alma mater. Stacey Lewis, currently the number 2 ranked golfer in the world, is giving the money to the UA's golf program to improve training facilities.